Orlando, we're looking forward to your teaching.
Thank you, Maria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul's letter to the Galatians reads, "For freedom, Christ set us free. Do not submit yourselves again to slavery. For you were called for freedom. Do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh." And then in the later part of the letter, he says, "Serve one another through love. Live by the Spirit." In the early part of the letter, Paul talks about circumcision. In the early church, one of the tensions that was going on was the tensions between a group called the Judaizers. The Judaizers were mainly Jewish Christians who wanted to impose the law and the practices, the Jewish law and practices on the first Christian communities. This was one of the first tensions, early tensions of the early church, and this is recorded, really. And Paul speaks against these Judaizers who are imposing Jewish law and practices on the community, and the Christian community. This became especially a problem when they wanted to evangelize the Gentiles, to move out of the Jewish area and go to the Gentiles and talk about Christ and the Gospels with the Gentiles. So Paul strongly condemns the belief and the imposition of the Judaizers. And I take from that, I move from that idea of Paul to the idea that the emphasis that he puts in this letter, in this part of the letter to the Galatians, on freedom. Freedom as opposed to slavery, and he considers following Jewish law and Jewish practices as slavery. And in the later part of the letter, he also counterposes that slavery as slavery to the practices of the flesh, which was a common practice in many groups during the pagan world. These abuses and excesses of drinking and sexual abuses, excesses, were very, very common in the pagan world at this time. And Christians especially condemned these practices. And Paul says that do not be slaves to the flesh. Do not be slaves to the flesh, he says. Do not use this freedom as an occasion for these excesses, for these abuses, for giving way to the selfishness and the excesses of the flesh. Today, freedom is a favorite word, favorite in many places. I jump from that idea of freedom thinking of the freedom that Paul emphasizes about freedom from the slavery of the flesh. And this brings me to thoughts of the struggles that I am going through these days. You are my community, so I can talk to you about this. For I am faced with the thought and realities of growing old, the realities of the flesh, the realities of the aches and pains, the aching knees, or lessening strength, the thoughts of growing old, and the thought of what comes after. We can look at this aches and pains with humor. Like the other day, I met a man wearing a t-shirt that said, "I have reached the age where happy hour means a nap."
Yeah.
That caught my attention, and I like that t-shirt. All right. It's one way of looking at what all of us have to go through, what I am going through, and many of us in this community are going through. Okay. And I comfort myself with that. I comfort myself also with prayer. A favorite of mine is a prayer of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And his prayer is a prayer for the grace to age well. And it runs, "When the signs of age begin to mark my body, and still more when they touch my mind, when the ill that is to diminish me or carry me off strikes me from it out or is born within me, when a painful moment comes in which I suddenly awaken to the fact that I am ill or growing old, and above all, at that last moment, when I feel I am losing hold of myself, and I'm absolutely passive within the hands of the great unknown forces that have formed me. In all those dark moments, O God, grant that I may understand that it is you, provided only my faith is strong enough for painfully parting the fibers of my being, in order to penetrate to the very marrow of my substance and bear me away within yourself." Being with you and having this community is also a source of comfort during these days. Being alone is one of the terrible fears of old age. And I have been living here in the U.S. for more than 20 years, living alone. But I am not alone, really, also. I have been living alone, but I am not alone, because I have this community. It is here where I share the gifts of the Spirit, where we serve one another in love, in unconditional love, sharing the Spirit. And I would like to end with this thought, with this poem, another favorite of mine. This is from the poet Franz Wright, from one of his poems. It's titled "The First Supper." death, heaven, bread, birth, and the sea here to scare me. But I too will be fed by the other food that I know nothing of, the breath, the death, the sea of it, day when the almond does not blossom and the grasshopper drags itself along. But if you can make a star from nothing, you can raise me up. And so, I am also faced with a challenge of the resurrection. It comes to the feeling of old, growing old, and facing what comes after growing old. But then, one of the challenges that I have to face is the challenge of the resurrection. And it's a challenge for me because we have never met someone who came back from the dead. Mm-hmm. And yet, it is a hope of something that is unknown. Thank you.
Amen.